Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this week we are talking about, are you ready? Are you ready for Christmas? Later we'll get into the more serious part of the discussion, but I did share a little stat that 80% of women will start their Christmas shopping 4 weeks before Christmas. But, Mum, I want to know, when do you start your Christmas shopping?
Probably 6 months before.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
When I just see things, notice things, I've heard one of my children share, oh, I really like that, you know, and they're not asking, they're just talking. And I walk through the shops and I see something at a good price or a thing and go, yep. So I just buy things and put them in the cupboard.
Do you ever lose a gift in the cupboard that you had for 6 months?
Yeah. Yes.
That you forgot you purchased?
Yes. Yeah. So they might get it for a birthday the year after.
Later. So 12% of people start their shopping on Christmas Eve. You obviously don't start your Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve, but have you ever purchased a gift on Christmas Eve?
Not very often, but the main thing I do Christmas Eve is wrap. And I can be up till 2-3 in the morning wrapping.
Did you know on average it takes 3 hours to wrap
people's gifts? Yes, yeah. And mine does. And I always, every time, because we often go to, if not midnight mass, 10 o'clock mass.
Yep.
Every time I think I should start this earlier.
And you never do.
No, never do.
So it's like a tradition, a Christmas tradition.
I'm so tired though,
to wrap
Christmas
after
morning.
Midnight mass. Yeah, yeah. I've done all the nieces and nephews, but I haven't done really any adults yet, but that's okay. And what I found in buying, now that we've got a number of nieces and nephews, it's so exciting purchasing for them.
Very much.
And trying to purchase something that is their personality.
Yeah, you know they will like.
Yeah, you know. And there's that I've already got the excitement and joy of them opening on Christmas Day.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. And in reflecting on that kind of excitement that I already have, I am, now that I'm getting older, trying to reflect more on what Advent actually means.
Yeah.
Because if I'm honest, I haven't done that very much. Like, the lead up is the excitement to almost
the Christmas festivities.
Yes, yes. Yeah. But I'm like, no, like, this season of our church is Advent, where we're preparing for Christmas, but really it's preparing for the Christ coming into the world. And that hope and expectation and that joy and excitement I have should be for him.
Well, because it happened 2,000 years ago, you can sometimes think, oh, I'm just celebrating what happened back then. But when you recognize it's a time when we can rejoice that God has come present in my life, that I can actually celebrate him, that I can acknowledge him more and seek him more, it does may have more meaning. It's not just an event that happened 2,000 years ago.
Yeah. And it's also, in like bits of reading I've been doing, it's also an expectation of he will come again.
Yeah,
so
one
it's
day.
Both.
Exactly.
It's, yeah, he came and well, lives with us now, but also comes again. And that the readings that we have at Mass over these next few weeks of Advent, we had one last week and then the next few, is they're all about, I wrote it down here, the readings alert us, make us to be alert and ready, not weighed down and distracted by the cares of this world, which I think is interesting because this time of year, the cares of the world almost are what distract us. I'm getting ready for the festivities. I'm getting the food ready. I'm getting the presents ready. But then Advent is telling us, no, don't be distracted by those things. Let's go and reflect on what actually matters. So that's certainly, in my reflection, that certainly hit home to me just in the last few days of trying to actually make this Advent more meaningful.
Yes.
And not just, like you say, every year you're like, I should start the wrapping early. I think every year I often go, I should reflect on Advent more. Do you know what I mean? And not having it just pass me by.
Yes.
Another year, another year.
Well, most of us are older and mature enough now to go, it's not all about the presence, as we know. Mm. So what about the presence of God? Mm. It's all about his presence.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah. And so why don't we chase that more and seek that more and go shopping for it more in many ways. And but it's free.
I think you're right. I think we all know it's not about the presence, the actual physical gifts we give people. We know that. But then there's an actual going past the knowing and going to a deeper level of seeking
of
that.
Doing.
Of yes. Of seeking that deeper level of knowing God and having him come. We've just had in the last day, really, in the last few days, your most recent time with Rosemary that we spent with you. And you spoke about joy to the world. And it's obviously the perfect timing because Christ is coming to the world and he brings us joy. And that's certainly an encouragement to us because we can find joy in all of life's circumstances, even when it feels difficult, that God sent Jesus to us to bring us that joy. That's certainly what you were trying to share.
Like actually a lady shared just the other day when we were talking about the joy, she said her mum has recently died. And so she said it's been actually quite a sad time and a reflective time. But she walked past the garden and she saw these roses and she saw the painting actually up on our wall, which was a roses. And she goes, my mum loved roses. And she goes, I want to get a painting in my house that will remind me of my mum and the joy that she was. So even in the midst of her sorrow, she was finding joy. Because one day she'll meet her mum again and she'll be with her in paradise with our Lord. And I just thought that was very beautiful.
And that's certainly what you shared for the time with Rosemary on that. So I encourage everyone, if you haven't listened to it yet or watched the message, A Time with Rosemary, The Joy to the World, if you go to our website, heartministryforwomen.com, all the information's there. You can register for that. It's just free event and you'll get sent all the information to watch it. It only just got released in the last few days. So it's certainly something, particularly at this time of year, Advent, I encourage you to go and watch. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, I think the weekly challenge for this week that we're in Advent, and I did really feel like a Holy Spirit say to me, hey, Emma, you just need to stop. The weekly challenge is to stop, reflect, and to pray, and really just go to that deeper, past the knowing that it's not about the physical gifts of Christmas, but going to that deeper place of God and what he's saying to us and the expectation and excitement of Jesus coming into the world. So I encourage you to do that this week. So we hope that you've enjoyed our chat this week. We pray that you are having a really great Advent and that you would continue to, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Have a great week.